This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Sifting through lots of things that are going on here. If you didn't hear our food, farm, and family report, Jay and I were talking about the things that are allowed in the food you eat, and if you knew that they were allowed or they were in the food, you'd go, yucca bunga, I'm not touching this with a 5-foot pole, with a fork, with a spoon, with a knife, with anything.
Mm-hmm.
And so I thought we would go through this a little bit more. There's a little inspiration involved in this and also some interpretation, because there are a lot of people who listen to this program who are in the food business. You know, one of the things that research has helped me with to understand who listens to the program, what they're interested in. Some of it has to do with you. They like you, or they like my personality, they like Jennifer, they like what we talk about. But when you get down to the nitty-gritty, it's how we help the people who listen that really gets, you know, that's what gets their juices flowing. And so I'm here to try to take away self-doubt from you as it applies to whatever may be in your life. Am I making the right decision, right? Am I doing the right thing? Well, if you're, in terms of food, if you're really thinking about what you're feeding yourself and your family, maybe you take some of this stuff to heart, because it is as a result of the factorization, the big business, well, I say big government and big business go together as far as I'm concerned. They're one and the same in a manner of speaking, because big government has allowed big food businesses to get away with the filth that is in your food. We were talking about coffee beans. If you want to hear that review, you can go to foodfarmfamily.com, or you can get the replay, the download, if you will, of the Good Day program in the next 24 hours that Jay will prepare, and you'll hear reference to some of this. But there's more, much more, that ought to be a part of what's in your head as you buy food. This is another reason, Jay, for people to go to the local farmers as much as they can, as time and the season allows it, to buy stuff that you either can go pick yourself, or you can see where it has been picked by going out looking around the farmers' fields. But when you talk about things that are processed with like peanut butter, for example, the allowance of insect fragments there and what you can eat, the fact that there are moldy strawberries that are allowed. If you look at any Driscoll, strawberries are the worst.
Yes.
They're moldy. They sell it. Crap. I bring them back to the store.
A lot of times they don't even make it out of the store. If you pick them up and start looking at them, you can see.
Yeah,
the thing that is astounding to me is that orange juice can contain as much as 10% mold.
Yeah, right.
And even
it's good for your immune system.
Especially if you are allergic to mold or mildew or anything like that.
Uh-huh.
That's another prime example of going to your local farmer's market or a farm stand or anything, get your own oranges and then squeeze the juice. Orange juice, which is so delicious. It's so much more delicious than any store-bought stuff.
Yesterday, when I was having lunch with Brendan and Jasper, he loves fruit. So they go to the farmer's market on Melrose in Hollywood every Sunday, and they buy their fruit, they buy their vegetables. They're not meat eaters, per se, so they don't buy meat. They originally get it there. But they buy most everything they're going to need for fruits and vegetables on the farmer's market on Sundays. And that's something, because California is year-round in terms of growing things, that the fresh fruits, especially blueberries and raspberries and blackberries, you can buy them. And so he had a handful. And Jasper just loves, he'll take a big handful and just smash them into his mouth. So he has it all around, some good pictures of that. But what I'm speaking to is how much better that stuff is. And a lot of people say, well, I can't find that around where I am. Well, that may be true. Look for it, at least. Give it the effort. Because the stuff that you buy that's packaged, again, much of it is from Driscoll, but there are other outfits that are better quality, aren't as well known. but they have all of this stuff. And what, you know, inspecting your strawberries, that's one thing. Here's the spaghetti boxes. According to the government, you're going to have 450 insect parts and up to 9 rodent hairs. That's acceptable in a 16-ounce box of spaghetti. All right, how about a 16-ounce jar of tomato sauce? You can have 2 whole maggots in the tomato sauce. All right, here we go. Crushed oregano can contain 300 or more insect bits for every 10 grams. So that if you have a bottle of oregano, using it to spice up whatever your foods are, it could have 15,000 bug bites.
Oh,
how about that? Huh? Blech, that's right. So the government's not doing you any... Once again, we're paying for nothing. Because you're not getting... Not that... And in small bits, all this stuff is probably not bad for you. It's just something we're not used to, and it sounds gross.
It's gross when you think about it. Well, I mean, look at there's chocolate-covered crickets and grasshoppers. So people do eat bugs, but there are a lot of things that
by
are
choice,
of quote-unquote
not by chance.
Standards. What?
That's by choice.
Oh, exactly.
Not by
yes.
chance.
Yes. But there are a lot of things that are permitted here in our country that are not, certain levels that are just not in other countries. So it makes you wonder what's going on. And then you look at pesticides, not even just bug fragments.
Well, that's another thing.
All of that crap.
Right.
But
yeah.
Here you look at pesticides, and you have kale and collard and mustard greens, all of that stuff. The foodborne illnesses that typically come with the pre-cut packaged produce.
Yeah. It just is a warning. Green bean samples that were tested, they had a lot of pesticides in them because they spray all of that stuff. Doesn't make any difference whether it's something that has a hard shell like an avocado or something that is, well, I'm thinking about, people think, okay, I'm buying a pineapple and then I'll cut it up myself because it won't have the spray. Well, unless it's organic, it'll have it and it goes through the skin and gets into, you can wash an apple until you're blue in the face. If it's coming from a commercial orchard that sprays, excuse me, you're going to have stuff in the pulp of the apple, the pulp of the pear.
See, I always thought the thicker-skinned ones, like the avocado, bananas, that it's not penetrating through, that those are considered the quote-unquote clean ones.
No, it'll penetrate. Also with melons, watermelon, muskmelon, any of those melons. That stuff gets right through, goes right through. And it's not detectable inside because they can't test it unless they cut the pine. Well, that's how it's been discovered, because somebody's taken the initiative to not just test the outside skin, but what's inside. And you say to me, all right, Doug, what's the solution? The solution is more and varied farm realities instead of what's going on right now. I am on a tear. Because I've been looking at some of the stuff I read on the plane last night coming back, this massive new farm bill that will affect what you eat. Every 5 years, Congress passes a new farm bill. And it covers all kinds of complex relationships with big ag, crop insurance, development of rural areas. It has a huge impact on what you eat. So as the people in the ag committees of the House and the Senate get together to try to hash this out, there is some, there's kind of a bilateral, bipartisan look at this, because every state has farmers, every state has rural areas, and so the things that you think about when it comes to the farm bill debate, I expect to be a lot more talking about this year, because there are more people who are making more noise, because they're tired. The farmers are tired of getting screwed by the federal government, dairy farmers especially. But there are a lot of both the National Farmers Union and the American Farm Bureau Federation, both of which I belong to as a farmer, oppose the appropriations bill, at least the one that came out of the House subcommittee. And there's another outfit called Ag Launch that is trying to get in the face of people who are allowing this farm bill to go down the same road as it has gone down for the past, since World War II, actually. Food stamps, that's like 80% of the bill's spending is on food stamps. What the hell's that got to do with agriculture? You know, the food lunch program and other things, emergency food assistance. That should be a separate department, a separate bill. And then there's Big Ag. They're all in there trying to get money and keep the small farmer from getting the help. It's really, this bill ought to be for the small farmer, for the family farmer. But as usual, and especially with this Biden group in there, all they want to talk about is the environment. They don't talk about the farms and the food that we eat. It's them on this maniacal, focused, it's all about conservation stuff. Yeah, farmers ought to be aware of and should be taking care when it comes to the environment, no question about it. Most of the farmers I know, that's their first priority, because without a good environment, that is good land, they're not going to be able to grow anything. Most dairy farmers that I know grow their own hay, they grow their own corn, they grow their own feed for their cows. So they want to make sure that the land is protected. The ranking Republican on the Agriculture Committee would like to move some of the conservation programs in, some of them in the bill, some of them out of the bill. But instead of focusing on the real need that we have as Americans to have good quality food, we're arguing about this sort of thing. And the reason that I didn't do this by accident, to go through all those gross things that are in the filthy food that you're eating, but where is the work that's being done on that? Instead, they're talking about heaping money on the four big ag businesses, the big ag companies, the big factory farmers. Debbie Stabenow, who's from Michigan, chairman of the committee in the Senate, says, because she's a Democrat, they want a lot more money to go to conservation programs, and Republicans want to see more flexibility as to how farmers use funds in general, which for me makes a lot more sense. The big farmers that grow cotton and soybeans and corn get most of the aid from the farm bill. The smaller farmers who grow fruits and vegetables, specialty crops, nah, they don't get any support at all. So don't you want your money? It's your money to go for protection of your food and not go to some huge agribusiness. Time you called, whether he or she is a Republican or a Democrat, the office of your senator and congressman and said, you want nothing in the bill that'll support Big Ag. Food for thought, literally, here on Good Day.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlique helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and Garlique is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula, cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Here's Howie Long for Skechers Hands-Free Slip-In Footwear.
The world has gone hands-free. However, if you want to put on a pair of sneakers, you still need to bend down and help your feet in. Until now. Introducing Skechers Hands-Free Slip-In Footwear. You don't need to reach down to help your heel in. You just step into them and off you go. So what's the secret? Well, there's a special smooth comfort pillow in the heel that helps your foot slide into place. And they stay on just like a pair of laced-up sneakers.
Get hands-free slip-ins at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
To my newborn baby boy, the day you arrived was one of the happiest days of my life. Right up there with the day I bought my RV from that guy on the internet and insured it with Progressive. What a deal. Just know, son, I'll always be here for you. And by here, I mean in the middle of absolutely nowhere. In my RV.
Protect your baby with an RV policy from Progressive. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you could save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Thank you. frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
After the hour, this is Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with an ongoing love-hate relationship with social media. Our accounts, Facebook and Instagram at Good Day Radio Show, are used pleasantly by folks through the course of the day. But once in a while, there's somebody who takes a shot. They never take a shot at Jay, because how could you take a shot at Jay? She doesn't give you a reason to take a shot. On the other hand, I do. So I have big shoulders. Help yourself if you want to take a shot. Twitter, it's Good Day On Air. If you can make it work for you one way or another, that seems to be one of the things with all the discussion of Ron DeSantis and the creeping crud that the Twitter accounts seem to have had. I think you and I were talking, Jay, about how this was the first real challenge on Twitter, certainly since Musk took it over, right? And
Twitter's been having different bugs and glitches, which all social media platforms typically always do.
All we talk about is bugs. Bugs in social media, yeah. Bugs in food.
But this was the big bugs. One because yeah. It was kind of essentially the big coming out party for Twitter Spaces, and it was the announcement for the bid for presidency for DeSantis, and they were saying that there were just so many people that it was crashing the system, it was melting the servers, there were glitches, there was already a 30-minute delay. But when you think about it, there were still under 500,000 people watching this, which is significantly less than when there's a televised event for somebody announcing their run for presidency. And it just goes to show that Twitter is not, just like any other social media platform, people have the ones they like and they don't really go towards the other ones. And so if you are not an avid Twitter user, you probably weren't paying attention to this. If you are not an avid DeSantis person, you probably, were not paying attention to this.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, the world continues to turn, shockingly. And as we are focused on a lot of different things with regard to social media and the technology that brings it to us, there's a focus on a lot of different companies, different sizes, that are jumping ship from some of the bloated legacy software that's around. There's a new report out. 89% of the professionals in IT say they're frustrated with their company's software. 54% say their company pays for features that they never use. So let's give this some time and food for thought from Jim Jennings.
The current macroeconomic environment has been challenging for many companies. and bloated, hard-to-use software is at the center of what's weighing them down. Chief Marketing Officer for Freshworks, Stacey Epstein, explains.
Bloatware is costing organizations over $84 billion in time wasted each year across the entire IT industry. Today, customers and employees expect seamless and constructive solutions, but most companies simply don't have the resources to meet that standard.
That's when easy-to-use, affordable software like Freshworks can help them do a better job in this faster, digitally-driven market.
Freshworks takes a fresh approach to building and delivering software that's quick to implement and provides high value and impact. We help our customers do this by ensuring they can meet their digital transformation outcomes without breaking the bank.
Learn more at Freshworks.com.
Our idea here is to present you with lots of food for thought, whether it be in that vein or the food that you're eating or the way you're living your life. And you can catch much of the important tidbits on the Good Day download every day. There's Warren Eckstein on the most recent download. There are things that we have followed that in the last couple of days, in the last week. I think one of the most interesting things in the response to it has been what I said about Martha Stewart and her being on the front cover of the Sports Illustrated magazine. But then we have input from Jack Stockwell, Ken Kronhaus on the Good Day Show. So if you want to keep up with what's going on, you can hear the Good Day Show all day, every day in its entirety. And then you get the Good Day download at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you've never been to a pawn shop, it's probably not what you're expecting. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. Think yard sale, where you can be the buyer or the seller. The cash you need today may be something that's gathering dust right now in your garage or attic. Why wait till next Christmas to re-gift stuff that Santa brought last Christmas? Need power tools? Who cares if that second-hand electric drill is scratched up? It looks like you've been working. When you see someone with a Rolex watch, a real one, can you tell whether they bought it new? Are you ready to pop the question? That diamond took millions of years to create. Who cares if someone else owned it for 3 years? Get the stone remounted. She'll never know. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
You will like this program if you are new to it. There's something for everybody to like about the Good Day program, if I do say so myself. And Doug Stephan, who else is going to say it if I don't? Right? Yeah, let's hear it for Doug. Yay! Jay Kirshner.
The longest-running radio morning magazine is on usapodcasting.com. Subscribe to the Good Day download now at usapodcasting.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Members of the House Freedom Caucus urged Speaker Kevin McCarthy to take a tougher stance in negotiations with the White House. They want additional provisions be added to the bill the House previously passed to raise the debt limit, including Republican priorities for border security. The group also wants Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen to show her math on the estimate of America's debt default deadline. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis would consider pardons for January 6 defendants as well as former President Trump if he's elected president. In a radio interview, DeSantis said his administration would look at January 6 cases and aggressively look at pardons to those who were victims of weaponization or political targeting by the Department of Justice. German police have egg on their face after a member of the public was able to slip into a VIP convoy for Chancellor Olaf Scholz and then give him a big giant hug. Lance Pry, USA News.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Good day,
Derek.
It's going to be a good day.
It has been a good day. A lot of talk shows are kind of tone deaf. We aren't. We're open for business at 855-999-DOUG. How about it, Jay? Open for business, yes?
Yes. 855-999-3684. Be part of the conversation.
Now 34 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. With Jay Kirshner, the award-winning Jay Kirshner, this year's winner of a Gracie, which she will be able to proudly put on her, you can put it on your broadcast desk there so you can see it all the time while you're on the air, or you can put it in some place where it's in a glass case and nobody's going to ever touch it.
Ooh, yeah,
it'll never rust,
it.
Never rot. It's the one we won last year I have downstairs. On the sideboard, when people come into the house, they see pictures and things that are important to me, and that thing is prominently right there, so everybody can see it.
Oh,
what's that?
Wonderful.
Yeah. This is the sort of things that I think and we think here. I guess one of the things that I think about every morning when I get up and get going, somebody was asking me how I have been doing this. So at the Gracie's the other night, having a conversation with somebody who's been at radio for a while, a young woman who's on in the morning, doesn't like getting up in the morning. And she said, how do you do it? Do you drink a lot of coffee? What do you do? And I said, I just live my life. This has been, I've been, most of the 57 years that I've been on the air has been in the morning, because I think what my approach to the world is something that fits in the morning. And also, I feel good. I'm happy to get up. I don't have any coffee. I don't have any stimulants. I just go,
yeah.
I go get it.
It's your personality and your vibrance and your energy.
Yeah.
And also, I do think that part of being a farmer helps, too, because it's already ingrained in you.
I've been up at 4 o'clock all my life, so it's not a big deal. And you know what else is there? I think I appreciate the fact that every single day, Jay, birds are flying, dolphins are twirling, flowers are blooming. In some place, snow is falling. The waves of the ocean are waving. The rainbows are around here and there. Whatever cows do, they do it, and they're at it every single day of every single year. Farmers are doing what is necessary to inspire people if they really understand the working ethics. So I'm going to bounce back to something that I was talking about in the last half hour that you can pick up on either on the Good Day Download or thegooddayshow.com. The whole business of with our food, farm, and family focus being a big-time part of the program, and me being a farmer in addition to being a broadcaster, I'm focused on the billions of dollars in farm aid and farm. This is not farm aid like Willie Nelson's farm aid. This is aid that someone decided ought to go to farmers. So here's, as we continue to focus, we were talking about the food and how poorly managed it is. The government and its USDA and the Food and Drug Administration do a crappy job. The fact that this new farm bill will affect pretty much everything that you eat. And then there is the focus on who's getting the money. I am not a fan of big ag, as you can tell, but I'm appalled at looking at the breakdown of the billions of dollars in this farm bill that will flow to lawmakers who are, in fact, part of writing the bill. Listen to this. This is one of the better farmers in Congress saying that he has purposefully tried to avoid taking any subsidies because of the conflict that could arise. This is a member of the Lena Costa is the lady. She has a living trust, and most of the property that she has, which is used in agriculture, is owned by her mother. But, you know, it's still, she's influencing. She has an almond farm in California. She said, since coming to Congress and serving in the House on the Ag Committee, I haven't taken any farm subsidy or any other federal aid. It's critical that Americans trust their representatives to make decisions based on the best information available and not for personal gain. There's a Freudian slip, personal gain. One of the fellows that headed the Office of Government Ethics, who was often at odds with Trump over his conflicts of interest, of which there were plenty, especially with Sonny Perdue being the Ag Secretary, the disgusting, just disgusting way that he took care of his friends, especially during the pandemic, and because Trump doesn't know from nothing about agriculture, he left the guy alone to do whatever he wanted to do. So the lax ethics rules in Congress that allow members of Congress who are farmers or who own land to get benefits, this is something. I mean, look at it in comparison to those in the executive branch, for example. If they got benefits or welfare, it would be a crime and they'd go to jail. But in the House especially, yeah, these guys all, they just chalk it up. So at any rate, we need more government oversight. We also need to have people in there that we can trust. More and more, you trust them less and less. And this is just another reason that only 9% of the American public is respectful of members of Congress, because they do this for themselves. They're above the law. And the watchdog groups, they get kind of pushed out of the way. Here's a public citizen, a fellow that runs that, said in an interview that if the farm subsidy laws that members write are not favoring their own class of farmers, then it doesn't pose a special threat. But if it is, and that's the case with some of the big ag stuff, that's where the subsidies that they're pushing, they're in conflict. And so anyway, here's Texas Republican Chip Roy, who says the whole system is so frickin' messed up, so many subsidies going to so many people And this is part of the complexity of the farm bill. So then people say to me, why does it matter? You're a farmer. Tell me why this matters. So I go back in time, maybe 5 years ago to the last time the bill was passed. I remember talking to a lot of people because I'm on the Finance Committee of the Mass Farm Bureau here in Massachusetts. And so we talk about this and where the money is coming from to help the farmers who really need it. There are a lot of people who think there shouldn't be a farm bill because it's so full of pork. Well, yes, that's true. But if we turned the focus onto the people who are growing the food in your neighborhood, then it would be different, right? But so many people look at the grocery store as the source of food, they don't even understand. Well, I guess they did understand, though, Jay, during the chain disruptions that made headlines. The pandemic caused a lot of people to figure, okay, I better get to know my local farmers because it was critical. Where am I going to get the food?
And there really are so many farmers markets around. It's not, and that's the other thing. A lot of people think of a farmers market, they think they have to go to a farm to go to a farmers market. There are ones that are regularly scheduled. There are pop-up ones. There are farmers markets everywhere.
I have one on my farm every Sunday. You go to Easley Farm, that's my farm, E-A-S-T-L-E-I-G-H. I always like sending people there who ask me questions. Well, what's your farm like? Well, that's a good way to find out. And you can see one of the stories there is the focus on local food and local artisans that come to the farmer's market every Sunday. And so, but I don't get, I have no, I don't, I have had a consultant look at the farm bills, at the farm subsidies, and what's available to help me and people like me. And he came up with a big fat zero. There's nothing in the bill passed, nothing presently that's available from the U.S. Department of Ag. And then they look at what is the proposal for the farm bill. At least this time around, a lot of people are now being heard. Whether it'll do any good or not, I guess, remains to be seen. I know that the two farmers groups that I belong to, the Farmers Union and the Farm Bureau Federation, are opposed, as I said a few minutes ago, to the stuff that's in the ag funding bill to this point. Because what it does, there are a lot of harmful provisions preventing the USDA from completing rules to protect family farmers from abuses of the huge agribusinesses, the market power that is exerted by, for example, the meat industry. This bill, as it presently states, makes unacceptable cuts to funding that help distressed borrowers, that ensure food and nutritional security. This is just a mess. Cutting funds that would support borrowers of Farm Service Agency loans. A lot of farmers, when you realize that only 17 cents of every dollar, if they're lucky, that you spend on food goes to the farmer. So what kind of a cockeyed, cockamamie deal is it in the first place? These people are nuts. And they've gotten away with it, frankly. I wrote on my notes when I was on the plane reading some of the stuff from a couple of the farmer magazines. I wrote on the side of one of the articles, here we go again. Because that's basically, there have been a lot of promises by members of the House Agricultural Appropriations Subcommittee that will be different this year. But it really isn't. So that's why both the National Farmers Union and the American Farm Bureau Federation is up in arms about the consolidation. There are very few buyers and sellers who are in the middle, if you will. The manipulation, and dairy is probably the best example of this. Dairy farmers are trying to reform as part of this bill the federal program, but they're just the huge farms. They are the factories with thousands of cows. There's a farm near you in Cuyahoga County. There's a farm run by a couple named John and Julie Patterson that is a pretty good example, Jay, of what is important and what makes a difference. How is it that you pay what you pay for milk?
Yeah.
Think about what these people are paying for feed, what they're paying for fuel, what they're paying to have the equipment work so that you can have the joy of fresh food. It takes time, it takes money, it takes effort. And the Dairy Margin Coverage Program, which is something that was enacted in the last farm bill so screws over the small farmers in favor of the big farmers, protecting their milk prices, that kind of stuff. So there's a need to change that program. You won't see much difference because milk prices are set by the federal government. And that's another huge problem. Why should the federal government, instead of the marketplace, why should they set the price? And I'll give you an example. Iowa is the latest state to legalize the sale of raw milk. I think 29 states that have legalized raw milk. Raw milk should be legalized everywhere and then monitored. Instead of listening to the people that go to the Princeton School of Public Health or something, where these idiots all learn or they're taught that raw milk is bad for you. It's nothing to do. Raw milk is good for you. It's the only thing about the only state of milk that's good for you is the raw milk.
Well, and it was the one that was the only one available once upon a time.
Right. That's exactly right. So now they have all of these, you know, most people don't even know what real milk tastes like. They only have no fat and 2% fat, and even this the way that I handled it, and this is what ought to be a part of the marketplace, charge what people will pay on your farm. I had raw milk. I used to sell 100 gallons a day plus. It was $12 a gallon, and I could have sold twice as much if I'd had enough cows to milk. I don't push my cows, so and I keep them clean, and that's all it takes. But this is just one example. The milk prices are set by the federal government. The structure is favoring the huge agribusinesses and not the family farmer. So once again, you get screwed because the family farmer gets screwed. The quality of what you have, going back to what I was talking about earlier, of all the crap that's in the food, this is something that, I mean, I could go on forever. I've gone on long enough, but it really is something to keep your eye on because it is important to you. If you're caring about what you put into your body for food, it's 48 past the hour.
For more than a century, AM radio has evolved to meet the needs of our community. In their car, at home, or on the job, more than 80 million listeners depend on AM radio each month. AM radio is also the backbone of the emergency alert system, which keeps us safe in dangerous times. It's reliable, free, and public safety depends on it. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress we need AM radio in cars. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Happy to have back on the fold Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin. How is it possible that 86% of the people who take Calitrin find success?
Well, I think that, you know, the reason Calitrin has such a huge success rate is because it's working with your body. It's not a quick fix fad product. It's not a drug. It's not a stimulant. It doesn't have anything negative in it at all. It works with your body to rebuild lean muscle tissue. So it revs up your metabolism naturally. So we're just using your body's tools and helping your body's functions to burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently.
So we're in the beginning of the new year. What do we have for special deals?
Right now, we've got discounts on all kinds of packages on here. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see that there. And also, the more you buy, the more you save. It's at toploss.com. And then you can also use the promo code Doug, D-O-U-G, for free shipping on all orders of Calitrin on there.
Toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch. And if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs. And if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.
I try to get it for the hour on the Doug Stanhope.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Past the hour now. Good day, health time. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here with an overview of some questions that people are asking that are pertinent. Dr. Ken practices at his clinic, Lake Cardiology, down in Mondora, Florida. It's a great place to go to get fresh air in many ways, including a fresh approach to your health and well-being. He's always available. He's a neat guy to talk to, as you can tell by listening to him when he's on the radio. So I enjoy my conversations with him. And so hopefully what the information is that we pass along from his point of view as a cardiologist is something that is taken seriously by people who listen. That's why he's here. So one of the things that people are wondering about, there are all these questions about how to really effectively get rid of weight. You know, we talk about Calitrin all the time and things that you would advise your patients to do, because if we've got this problem with obesity, not only in our country, but around the world, Ken. And so there are a lot of people taking a lot of pills, getting a lot of exercise, supposedly going on weight loss programs. So there's information about is it Wegovy? Is that how it's pronounced?
Yes.
I don't know. I've not heard of it.
Doug, you know, I've been a preventive cardiologist now a while. I've been a doctor for 35 years. I have never seen so much excitement about a new drug in my whole career. And this is not an exaggeration. This Wegovy has become so difficult to get after some doctor off-label gave it to an actress who, in my eyes, looks great, and then appeared at one of the awards meetings looking tiny. And this came on social media, has become the most demanded drug, the most huge introduction I've ever seen, like the Eiffel Tower, that kind of acceleration in interest in this drug. Wegovy is effective. It works in a whole new class of drugs, this GLP-1 agonist, not to get into the weeds, but it stimulates an area of the gastrointestinal tract that decreases your appetite. And this drug initially was introduced as a diabetes drug, and what was discovered was that even people who don't have diabetes lose weight. And the news this week is the European Congress on Obesity in Dublin that occurred just last week. And this one of the hottest prescription drugs on the U.S. market, this Wegovy, what they reported was it really does help patients lose weight. And the investigators, they analyzed more than 100 people using Wegovy. The scientific name is semaglutide. You know, you probably have heard this is as Ozempic. That's how it's reported for diabetes. And they found that after a year, participants shed more than 13% of their body weight on average. And it was decided this medication showed superior weight loss to all previously approved anti-obesity medications.
So this is Ozempic? This is Ozempic? That's the same stuff?
Same substance, but in a higher dose, and they relabeled it and remarketed it. The study showed that less of it was effective and needed for weight loss, and the weight loss version is Wegovy, and the FDA has approved this for doctors like myself. It's in my lane, preventive cardiologists. It's approved for people who have a BMI over 27 and one associated risk to the heart, like high blood pressure, obesity, diabetes, or people with a BMI over 30, and the FDA approved it in my lane to reduce the risk of the first heart attack. So this has become a drug that preventive cardiologists need to know about, need to be using. It, we now have an effective, pretty safe way of lowering the risk of getting the first heart attack when patients are obese. And the safety profile, I urge you to talk to your doctors about it, is looking really pretty good.
What are the dangers of depending on, instead of using exercise or food control or other things that are part of obesity, part of gaining weight, what are the dangers? Because a lot of people say, give me a pill, I'll take it, that's it. They don't take responsibility. They still eat like pigs. And so they figure, okay, we're going to take this drug and I'll be fine and that's all I need. So there's got to be some kind of danger associated with this, it would seem. It's good, yeah, it's good because maybe there are things here, but it sounds like it makes it too easy for people to abuse themselves.
Well, it definitely goes without saying that you must start first with diet and exercise after the doctor says it's okay. And then this should be your third option when diet and exercise is not working. And this is for the person whose BMI is over 30 or BMI is 27 and higher and has an effect on the health that will affect the heart. And it's a whole package. It's not, come on in, let's just give you a shot once a
right.
week. And this is self-
All right,
this
questions
is
for Dr. Ken.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.